Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get up and get up now. This is where you win. This is the first battle of the day. This victory. So do not be weak. Do not lay down. Do not sleep in. Do not falter. I know you want to crawl back under those covers. And I'm telling you, no, do not. Those 5 minutes are not worth bowing down. Bowing down to weakness, bowing down to procrastination. Don't do it. Be strong. Be powerful. Get aggressive.
All stories are one of two types, warnings or examples. And you get to decide which one your story is going to be. A warning or an example. Because stories, and all of them have consequences. Because those stories are teaching us, if you live this way, you get these incredible rewards. If you live that way, you live in ultimate pain.
Your hardships, your challenges, your situation will either be the reason you don't make it, or it will be the story you tell when you do make it.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret.
Once you start questioning yourself, you already lost. Once you start questioning yourself, once you start going into a state of depression, and you start being by yourself, and you start thinking and wondering, once you start wondering, you already lost. Even if you don't believe, believe. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believes in me.
When you're waking up every morning by yourself and you're fucking getting after it by yourself, and it's the hidden work. All those mornings that you don't want to fucking get up, and I look at it as like a rock, and you find this fucking rock, and that rock is you. And every day you fight not wanting to get up, and you do anyway. You chip another piece off that fucking rock. And every day you fucking eat the right foods, and every day you go to train, and you train harder and harder and harder and harder, and you get up early, and all these things you do to start forming yourself. You're chipping another fucking piece of that rock off. Before you know it, you have this beautiful fucking piece of artwork that you built.
Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but actually, you've been planted.
You need to know your strategic goals, and you need to know why they are important, and then you need to get up, get out of your damn bed, and you need to go out there into the world and get after it.
Thank you. We're all born with one, a gift. Hmm. But it's on us to, when I say, oh, I got to find my calling. It's like, you already have something special. Hmm. What you're afraid of doing is working hard at it. You're afraid. Hmm. And once you step up and you stare at yourself in the mirror and know who the hell you are, and you fail, but you fail forward, and you learn, you put yourself in a better position to succeed. And then once you get a, you know, one level, then you go to the next one. See, a lot of people, they stay at that one level because it's comfortable. But just like a video game, as the levels get higher, the difficulty increases as well. But you have a choice when you die in the game. Continue or game over. It actually gives you a choice. You actually have a choice in your life.
Pretend there's a documentary crew filming your success story and they're following you around right now. What would you do? What would you do if you knew that there was a crew following you around with cameras documenting your future incredible success, and they want to catch you in the act of it all? You would do all the right things you would have to do. Think about that. Organize it.
It takes a demand upon yourself to be great, and the world needs your greatness. A warrior seeks to act rather than to talk. It's not through your conversation you become great. It's by the work you put in. It's the condensation that appears on your forehead. It's the sweat that comes from putting in hours upon hours of effort. You will not be great unless you're willing to lose your fear. One attribute that separates a great warrior from an average is their fearlessness.
Your goals and your tasks and your health and your discipline waver. Instead of letting all those things slide, instead, rise up and aggressively move forward down the path toward victory.
What's the secret to happiness? I always say one word: progress. Progress equals happiness. If you've ever achieved a goal and then went, is this all there is? You know it's not getting it. Or even if you achieved a goal and you were thrilled, how long were you happy for? A year? 9 months? 6 months? 3 weeks? Because we're not made to just sit here and be satisfied. Everything in the universe grows or dies. Everything in the universe either contributes or is eliminated. So when you're making progress, you feel alive.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that are trying to crush your dream. You cannot allow that to happen. Have your dream, go after it with all you have, and be legendary in your own right.
If you are arguing against your own God-given potential, you are actively destroying your confidence. You're actively destroying possibility in your life. Instead, say this: I'm going to get on the court and try until I make it. Because the pain of sitting in the stands and never getting down there is way greater than tripping on the court.
I live for today, and I don't care what happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives, are moments in time.
You need to experience a little rain sometimes so you can enjoy the sunshine again.
He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
My life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never went after that dream. You never acted on those ideas. You never use those talents. You never use those gifts. And there they are standing around your bed, looking at you with large, angry eyes, saying, "We came to you, and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever." And the question is, if you die today, what dreams, what ideas, what talents, what books, what music, what leadership, what voice will die with you?
I know the excuses. So do you. Of course you do. Listen as you rattle them off one after the other. "I'm too tired. I don't have time. I need a rest. I'll do it later. I'll work extra hard tomorrow. I worked hard yesterday." Make it happen. Through force of will, make it happen. Don't be weak.
I believe that the single most important skill is the ability to make effective decisions. Because everything comes from decision. You only get new results if you take new actions. You only take new actions if that decision comes first. In other words, decision is the father or mother of all action.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief. which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
What if you live your whole life only to discover that it was wrong? That it was wrong. That you were chosen to do something else. And you didn't do it.
Meaning comes from working on something. It's that simple. I think a lot about, you know, the act of going for a hike. The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. If you focus on the freaking trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is going to lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
If I were to cut my hand and watch it, my nature says, close up the wound. And I just have to watch it. And there's something, there's a healing stream that I am connected to that will allow that wound to heal. So my nature says, close up the wounds. Don't bond to them, don't hang on to them, close them up. And your nature also says, close up the wounds of your past. Close them up. And oftentimes we ignore our nature.
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody. Because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
It comes from when you make a decision to be disciplined. When you make a decision to be better. When you make a decision to do more and to be more. Self-discipline comes when you decide that you're going to make a mark on the world. And if you think that you're not disciplined or you can't be disciplined, it's because you haven't yet decided to be disciplined. It's because you haven't created that discipline yet.
Beliefs create and beliefs destroy. Every belief you have either creates or destroys. And the problem is most of us are not conscious of the beliefs that we have. A belief is nothing but a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. When you're absolutely certain about what something means, you have a belief. You might believe you're worthy or not worthy, but all you're really saying is, I feel certain about this. They literally change our life. We don't experience life. We experience the life we focus on.
It's not what happens that determines the major part of your future. It's not what happens. What happens, happens to us all. He said the key is what you do about it. It's not what happens, it's what you do about it.
Demonstrate that you like yourself. Demonstrate that you accept yourself. Because if you like yourself, you don't go out in the world and look for other people to like you because you don't need it.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. Most of us don't like to do those things that come easy to us. You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never, ever be without.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you.
Every problem that we have can be looked at two ways. We can look at it as a difficulty to get rid of, or we can look at it as a message from our true selves. We can look at it as something to overcome and get through, or we can see it as a possibility of learning.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now. This is all we've got.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change, and you've got to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going.
When you slack off, you feel empty, incomplete. You feel weak and you feel defeated. But when you go hard, when you allow for no slack whatsoever, when you meet that wall of pain and suffering and you power right through it, that feeling stays with you. That power stays with you, and it builds and it strengthens everything you do that day.
You can get yourself the love to do the stuff you hate to do, and there's no limit to the success you can have in your life. And the more focused you are on how you're not going to do that, the more life seems to bring those things up for you and makes them barriers.
I believe that when we die, we meet the person we could have been. So what we were capable of, the life we were capable of having. I'm chasing that guy. The emotions, the memories, the contribution, the achievement.
It's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life. People who don't want anything. People who are not striving. People who are not challenging themselves. People who aren't growing. People who have stopped dreaming. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more.
Who knows who you could be if you were everything you could be? That is a limitless case. You know, what would it be like if you stopped doing all the stupid things that you're doing and took advantage of all the opportunities that came your way and aimed at the highest good? Who knows what you could be? You could certainly be more than you are.
The optimism that resides inside of you is a gift from God. It's on loan. Don't you dare believe that the trials and tribulation, the trauma, the neglect and hardship that you've gone through was to wipe you out. You needed the opposition. Because a warrior needs to go into battle, and you didn't realize it then, but you know it now. Everything that you have had to face also had to face you.
the absence of purpose, we will start digging holes in our life. In the absence of doing something meaningful, we will start literally binge watching TV, binge eating, binge drinking. Any vice will lead to self-destruction, holes in your life. And so people who think like, no, I'm a human being. I'm like, no, bro, you're a human animal. You're a human animal until you get to a point of self-awareness and consciousness where literally these eyes, which is just a window that you're experiencing life through, and you can respond and not react.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift, and when you discover it, you got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent. But do you know that that's all you need?
If you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning.
You've survived. You're still here. That means you're victorious, and the victorious side of you needs to keep winning. Make winning a habit. Make getting up and going after your goals a habit. Write down your goals. Smash them. Then write down more as you smash those. Write down more. Keep dreaming. Keep believing. Keep excelling. And after you run over all those goals, turn around and look at the rest of your life and say, gotta thank you for putting me through the storm.
We're hypnotized. We're conditioned into believing we need a reason for gratitude or joy. And until I get that, I'm this. If you have the thought of your future and you feel the lack that it's not there, then you're back to the victim, right? But if you can have the thought, and the thought actually produces, just like fear, the thought of something terrible happening in your life creates the feeling of fear, the thought of something wonderful in your life creating the feeling of gratitude. And how you think and how you feel broadcasts information and energy into the field. The question is, what are you broadcasting every single day?
Your brain learns patterns. And even though you may feel stuck, even though you may feel hopeless, you're not broken. You have patterns of thinking and patterns of behavior that are broken for where you are and where you want to go in life.
Yeah, go here. Go to that dark place. I call it the dark room. Where you're alone. No cell phones, no music, no TVs, no computers. You by yourself. Very few people want to be alone anymore. They want to be around noise and people, and they have to, you can't think. Shut life off for a little bit. Go to a dark place in your mind and figure out what the fuck you want to be. You don't know what you want to be because you haven't spent time, real time with yourself. Spend time with yourself. And once you find that passion, that purpose, your goals, your purpose, everything will just start lining up.
But is a dream killer. That a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of places we would like to go, a lot of things we would like to experience, and we just stop at but. But is an argument for our limitations. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator. In life, we don't get our goals. We get our standards.
Your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more.
You need an antidote to suffering, and
has to be deep. And you know, deep moves you tectonically, and it's not a trivial thing. But that's better than happiness. And maybe if you're lucky, while you're pursuing that and while you're immersed in it, you get to be happy, and you should fall on your knees and be grateful for that when it happens. You know, it's a gift. It really is a gift. But you aim to climb uphill to the highest peak you can possibly envision. And that's better than happiness.
See, but will cause you to procrastinate. But will cause you to hide out behind fear. But will cause you to come up with all type of excuses that you can validate your inaction and not acting on your dream.
And most people fail those 1 second. And then that 1 second leads to 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of... And that's where people start to lose it. Because now I realize that in that 1 second, I go through all that. I know how it's gonna feel because I failed so many times before. Failure is the ultimate thing, man. I failed so many times before. That's why I don't look at failure anymore as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt.
There's a power to one more. When you start stacking up those one mores, not only have you put more contacts out into the universe, but you start believing, I'm doing something most people aren't willing to do. I'm fixing to get something most people aren't gonna get.
The shortcut is a lie. The hack doesn't get you there. And if you want to take the easy road, it won't take you to where you want to be. Stronger, smarter, faster, healthier, better. Free. To reach goals and overcome obstacles and be the best version of you possible will not happen by itself. It will not happen cutting corners, taking shortcuts, or looking for the easy way. There is no easy way.
A good human being, a fulfilled human being, doesn't need to break anyone down. All they do is want to build you up. So anybody you meet that calls you out of your name, that bullies you, that messes you up, that makes you feel not lifted, they are dealing with something deep-rooted.
There's a beautiful piece of Zen wisdom that's been shared for thousands of years. And what it says to us is this, that we don't realize that half the time, the thing that's weighing us down, the thing that's holding us back, is what we're holding on to. What part of your mindset are you going to leave behind today? What part of it are you going to say, you know, I might need to leave that behind. I might need to let go of that. That doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah, we all are great. We all should think that we're great. There's no reason for you to not think that you're great. If you don't think you're great, ask yourself why. Why don't you think the highest of yourself?
Welcome every human experience. You never know which one is going to turn it all on. Even the bad experiences. Sometimes from the bitterest experience comes the greatest awakening. So let down the barriers, take down the walls. The same wall that keeps out disappointment keeps out happiness. Let life touch you. Don't let it kill you, but let it touch you.
There is no easy way. There is only hard work, late nights, early mornings, practice, rehearsal, repetition, study, sweat, blood, toil, frustration, and discipline. Discipline, the root of all good qualities, the driver of daily execution. The core principle that overcomes laziness and lethargy and excuses. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that say, not today, not now, I need a rest, I'll do it tomorrow.
Every challenge that you are facing, it belongs to your journey. It is part of your journey.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.